podcasts from the Cochrane Library, the latest evidence for healthcare decision making.
Hello, I'm David Tovey, editor-in-chief of the Cochrane Library. Despite tackling common problems, some Cochrane reviews find that the evidence base is very thin. The authors of a new review found this when looking at palliative care in care homes. Sue Hall from King's College London, England, discusses the findings and some solutions.
We embarked on this review because the number of older people who die in care homes is increasing. More people are living longer, but this often means that they live with illnesses and disabilities, such as dementia, heart disease and arthritis, and need to move into care homes towards the end of life. We wanted to investigate the effectiveness of the palliative care interventions they might receive, and look specifically at palliative care service delivery interventions. Palliative care provides relief from pain and other distressing symptoms experienced by people reaching the end of life. It helps people live as actively as possible until death, and their families cope with illness and bereavement. These are complex, multi-component interventions which usually include the assessment and management of residents' physical, psychological and spiritual symptoms and advanced care planning. End-of-life care in care homes for older people may differ from palliative care more generally, which was developed to reduce the suffering of people with advanced cancer. Care home residents usually have more than one disease. Their death may seem more natural than the life cut short, and they are more likely to have cognitive impairment, making it particularly difficult to assess and manage their symptoms. We expected that there would be few randomised trials, so we decided to include other relatively high quality study designs, such as controlled before and after studies. We also needed to use a broad search strategy to find the palliative care interventions. There's no short search and shortcut for the variety of interventions we were interested in. With such a broad search, going through everything we found was particularly time consuming. For example, at least two people checked through the titles of each of nearly 15,000 articles. We eventually arrived at three studies that we were able to include in the review. All three were conducted in the United States, but the differences between them were so great that we did not do a meta-analysis. Instead, we summarised the results of each trial separately. All three studies reported some positive effects of palliative care interventions in care homes for older people, but all had some risk of bias. Two studies looked at the actual outcomes that were important to the residents, such as reduced pain or increased quality of life. One study found higher family satisfaction with end-of-life care in a small group of 17 residents who had died during the study period. Another found decreased discomfort in residents with advanced dementia. Two studies reported improvements on process measures of healthcare, which assessed the procedures done when providing care, such as advanced care planning discussions or pain assessment. They found increased enrolment into hospice, more do not resuscitate orders and documentation of advanced care plans, and fewer hospital admissions and days in hospital. However, we do not know if these led to improvements in outcomes for the residents. Our review highlights the shortage of good quality research in this area. This is not restricted to care home settings. Reviews of specialised palliative care have also found that the evidence base is sparse and limited by methodological shortcuttings. The better news is that some high quality studies are underway, and these improvements need to be extended into care home settings. We don't know why there were no high quality studies outside the USA. Perhaps more funding is available for such studies there. Although there are challenges to conducting high-quality research in care homes, our review shows that it can be done. In our own experience of a recently completed pilot randomised trial conducted in the United Kingdom, we've shown that care home staff were generally very enthusiastic and helpful. The number of older people living and dying in care homes will increase. We need to find cost-effective ways of improving their end-of-life care. Our results are encouraging. They suggest that palliative care interventions may improve end-of-life care for residents. However, there is a need for more high-quality research in this area, particularly outside the United States. This will require development and testing and implementation of agreed outcome measures across the studies. Existing measures such as the palliative care outcome scale could be adapted for care homes, and also for research funders to support high quality studies in this area.
Full information on the studies in Sue's review and more details on the types of outcome measure that need to feature in future research are available from www.thecochranelibrary.com.